Where does the difference in allergic reaction fit in? I guess with cetuximab, what you're looking at maybe about 3, 4, 5% versus less than 1% with panitumumab?
Unless we have a head-on comparison, I think it's difficult to extrapolate those figures from one protocol to another. I think the rash is going to be an issue using both agents. I think we would be amenable to using either in that setting.
What was the reason that, at least initially, you all seemed to be thinking more about panitumumab? What was the key differentiating feature?
I think there's a general level of interest when you have a fully human monoclonal. It gives it some designer cachet. It's certainly not based on a greater repository of data or any head-on comparisons. So I think it's a matter of preference, and it's a matter of who is an active protagonist of it.
How do you think the rash is going to play out in the adjuvant situation? I mean, we are starting to look at this in lung cancer, maybe in TKIs. It is a pretty deforming rash that occurs in some patients. How do you think they're going to react to it?
Well, I think patients, particularly in the adjuvant setting, if given an opportunity to increase their survival, will be compliant. In the adjuvant setting, of course, it's going to be temporary, which is, you know, different than what you would have in other settings. So I think given the opportunity to increase cure rates, I think that the patients will be compliant, knowing that the rash is going to be there and then will resolve. We went through issues of, you know, total alopecia and breast cancer, and we were told, well, nobody's going to tolerate that. And we were totally incorrect on predictions. In the adjuvant setting, it was not a problem.